19th of June, 1936. Talk number 209. Mr. B. C. Das, a physics lecturer, asked about free will and destiny. Maharshi, whose will is it? It is mine, you may say. You are beyond will and fate. Abide as that, and you transcend them both. That is the meaning of conquering destiny by will. Fate can be conquered. Fate is the result of past actions. By association with the wise, the bad tendencies are conquered. One's experiences are then viewed in their proper perspective. I exist now. I am the enjoyer. I enjoy fruits of action. I was in the past and shall be in the future. Who is this I? Finding this I to be pure consciousness, beyond action and enjoyment, freedom and happiness are gained. There is then no effort, for this self is perfect, and there remains nothing more to gain. So long as there is individuality, one is the enjoyer and doer, but if it is lost, the divine will prevails and guides the course of events. The individual is perceptible to others who cannot perceive divine force. Restrictions and discipline are for other individuals and not for the liberated. Free will is implied in the spiritual injunctions to be good. It implies overcoming fate. It is done by wisdom. The fire of wisdom consumes all actions. Wisdom is acquired by association with the wise, or rather, its mental atmosphere. Talk number 210. Man owes his movements to another power, whereas one thinks that one does everything himself. Just like a lame man bluffing that, were he helped to stand up, he would fight and chase away the enemy. Action is impelled by desire. Desire arises only after the rise of the ego, and this ego owes its origin to a higher power on which its existence depends. It cannot remain apart. Why then prattle? I do, I act, or I function. A self-realized being cannot help benefiting the world. His very existence is the highest good. Talk number 211. Mr. B.C. Das, the physics lecturer, asked, "Yoga means union. I wonder, union of which with which?" Maharshi, exactly. Yoga implies prior division, and it means later union of one with another. Who is to be united with whom? You are the seeker, seeking union with something. That something is apart from you. Yourself is intimate to you. You are aware of the self. Seek it and be it. That will expand as the infinite. Then there will be no question of yoga, etc. Whose is the separation? Find it. Devotee, are the stones, etc., destined to be always so? Maharshi, who sees stones? They are perceived by your senses, which are in turn actuated by your mind. So they are in your mind. Whose mind is it? The questioner must find it himself. If the self be found, this question will not arise. The self is more intimate than the objects. Find the subject, and the objects will take care of themselves. The objects are seen by different persons according to their outlook, and these theories are evolved. But who is the seer, the cognizer of these theories? It is you. Find yourself. Then there is an end of these vagaries of the mind. Devotee, what is this mind? Maharshi, a bundle of thoughts. Devotee, wherefrom has it its origin? Maharshi, consciousness of the self. Devotee, then thoughts are not real. Maharshi, they are not. The only reality is the self. Talk number 212. Maharshi observed, Pradakshina, the Hindu rite of going round the object of worship, is, quote, all is within me, unquote. The true significance of the act of going round Arunachala is said to be as effective as circuit round the world. That means that the whole world is condensed into this hill. The circuit round the temple of Arunachala is equally good. The self-circuit, that is, turning round and round, is as good as the last. So all are contained in the self. Says the Rupa Gita, quote, I remain fixed, whereas innumerable universes, becoming concepts within the mind, rotate within me. This meditation is the highest circuit, pradakshina. Unquote.